This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs insists again that a balloon flying over the U.S. was civilian in its flight, an accident. It's criticizing the U.S. for what it terms an obvious overreaction and a serious violation of international practice. More from VOA Steve Herman.
A U.S. Air Force fighter jet was observed shooting down a balloon off the coast of South Carolina on Saturday afternoon. What the U.S. government termed a Chinese surveillance balloon had drifted over the country for days, prompting calls from Republican members of Congress and members of the public for the military to knock it out of the sky. President Joe Biden told reporters he had told national security officials on Wednesday that the balloon should be brought down as soon as possible, but he was advised it was better to wait until it drifted offshore so no debris could harm people or damage property. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Sylvia Combs was one of the onlookers who saw the alleged Chinese spy balloon being shot down near Surfside Beach, South Carolina, Saturday.
Gosh, it was almost like a moving cloud coming down. And then the smoke was gone and it just started slowly going down further out towards the ocean. But it was a great experience.
Officials on both sides of Russia's war in Ukraine says dozens of prisoners have been returned home following a prisoner swap. Top Ukrainian presidential aide said in a Telegram post that 116 Ukrainians were freed. He said they include troops who held down to Mariupol during Moscow's month-long siege that reduced the southern port city to ruins, as well as guerrilla fighters from Kherson region and snipers captured during the ongoing fierce battles for the eastern city of Bakhmut. Russian defense officials, meanwhile, announced that 63 Russian troops had returned from Ukraine, including